Blog Talk Radio.
The stars are aligning. Shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain. Give him the victory. Again and again, again and again. Give him the victory. Oh, the conquering lion shall break every chain. The conquering lion.
Gonna be with me a while or what?
Yeah, I'll be here. I'll just be here. I got it on mute and just okay. Sitting here listening to chime back in.
We studied magnetic energy, which is feminine energy, and electro energy is masculine. It's male. And for us to really, really understand this, what we've been talking about is that when we go back and examine things like we do and find out where the beginning is, and the beginning and really understanding this is understanding the history of the Bible. Brother Drew, which is sad to say, but for you to understand, for you to understand this, see, the Bible, there's a story. I mean, we're gonna tell the story about this book called the Bible. See, the Bible 1981 Bible that the Christians use in the Angelic Gospel Christian Church, it's got a hell of a story in it. But this story, it would take to the year 2, according to this book, we're gonna analyze this book. According to this book, it would take to the year of 2000 before the ex-slave, the emancipated slave, or the Negro, or the African American, all the many great names that you had, it would be to the year 2000 before you had anybody in our community that could understand this book and how it was written. It would take that long. You seen in 1932, Elijah Muhammad came from the 1932 to 1973. Elijah Muhammad took a lot of people out of Christianity and put them off into a way of life. And you see Ben Amin come, you see the Third Eye, you see many groups, the Black Panthers, you see many groups that separated these people that was labeled by the people that was calling themselves Americans at that time. You see where our history bind up. You can understand it about different time periods that it would take. All of this would be in your DNA, encoded in your DNA at a certain period of time. But by the year 2000, 85% of your X, Y, millennium, and Z generation of children would be totally genocized. And not on top of that, 85% of them would be illiterate. And 45% of their children, the toddlers, would be illiterate, and they would have a mental condition. They would be on mind-controlling drugs, this one generation of people here. This book tells about this book. This Bible, this story, we find this story in from us doing and researching many books in the Protocol of the Learned Elders of Zion, which is 527 years old. And this book got started in January 15th, 1489 in England. And the reason that this book got started was a Jewish rabbi of the area's providence named Chenor, C-H-E-N-O-R, wrote a letter to the Grand Sanhedrin of what should the Jews do about this persecution from Magog and Gog, these people. This is where it's put in the Bible. They start off in the Bible with the lingris, the beginning of it started with Magog and Gog. You find that in the 10th chapter of Genesis. These are the children of Japheth, that something happened to them 50,000 years ago. We know their history. We done studied that. But they wrote a letter to the Grand Sanhedrin of what they should do about these persecution of Magog, Gog's people. The Jews call them Goheens. And every 100 years, the Grand Sanhedrin meets. So we can take the history from 1789 to 1889, which would be in that time period. You can see that the Jews intervened in 1881 and came out with a Bible known as the King James revised version, William Shakespeare Tinta, 1523, 10-day Bible. That's what this book was. And when we look, everything is on the numbering system. That was 92 years. As 92 is 11, if you want to do math on it, because everything is Masonic. Everything is up under Masonic knowledge, where we wouldn't go wrong, because this book, the protocols, they keep everything Masonic. So we keeping everything Masonic in the 12-step numbering system, which, if you're not familiar with, we done did classes on all of this stuff that I'm talking about now. I'm just breaking down what you should have learned in class. I know Brother Drew and them learned it, and I done taught this class many times over the period of years. This was 8 years, which the number eight is two cycles on top of each other, which means the number eight is 1 degree above perfect. When they let this Bible here declared, the United States declared, Magog declared that this was this book, they was going to use the language in this book, the God of this book would be their national God, national book, and everything. And their language came out of this book, which the language we speak in is that of the ancient serpent people, read from left to right. It's the only language read from left to right. At that period in time, it was called aristocratic language of certain group of people, that William Shakespeare was the father of this language. He was the greatest of the writer in that period in time of this language. This book was wrote in the ancient serpent language, which has a J in it. A J is a cobra standing on the hind legs. The E is high cobra speed. The U is high the cobra mate. And an S, you can't say S without hissing, is a cobra in its striking position to gain a deity of a god named Jesus. Came out of here, out of this school of thoughts, this book. All knowledge was put up under 2,050 words, was wrote in red in this King James book. 2 and 5 is 7, meaning that these words was perfect. We're keeping everything on a Masonic knowledge here, Brother Drew. And this book was called a forbidden Bible for 350 years. 3 and 5 is 8. It's 1 degree above perfect. Before they let this book come out, this book became the book that the Angelic Gospel Christian Episcopal churches of the Protestant Reformation that came out in the 13th century of Magog. The Angelic Gospel Christian Episcopal churches come up under three different, the high church, the low church, and the broad church, which is three different doctrines of the Apostolic Creed, Nicene Creed, the Tertullian Creed. This is why they had this history. When we trace back this history, this is what caused the break in it. This is what this book became, the truth, so-called truth of these three branches of people that was off into Angelic Gospel Christian Episcopal teaching, with three different doctrines and three different teachings, and with 450 different denominations as we speak now, which were created up under the Scottish Rite teaching of signs, symbols, and numbers, with what this book is wrote. This book is wrote up under the Scottish Rite circuit people's language, the signs, symbols, and numbering system of the 6th century Jewish myth and legends, dogma, allegories, metaphors, and the Grand Sanhedrin met again in 1989. So what is written in this Bible from 1889 to 1989, it came into existence, Brother Drew. It was everything that's in that book came into existence all the way down to the mindsets of the people and to where we are living in times that people are wondering about. You go to the Bible, you say, oh, this is the times of the Bible. Do we live in the Bible? Well, this was created for you to live this. And after 100 years, you can see this coming into existence. We wouldn't understand this book until we broke this book down into this of what really happened in the beginning and what the beginning story, because, see, this book starts off in the beginning, God created the heaven and earth. That's the worst misnomer. The beginning of the book is a lie, you know, so it's an allegory. So you had to understand where this story came from. See, every nation of people have their own creation story. And we're dealing with a 6th century Mesmerite Jew, which is the ancient serpent, written in ancient serpent people language, book. William Shakespeare Tilton got killed for writing this book. When we go back into his history, he was put in a dungeon, a 15th century dungeon that was built in the 13th century in England, and he was kept there for 500 days. Brother Drew, you have to know the history of a dungeon. It's lucky that he even lasted 500 days in a dungeon during that period of time, punishment. That was during the time that you read the medieval times of the church, during the Protestant Reformation, the Inquisitions of the church, and to live in a dungeon for 500 days. And then they didn't even try this man. They brought him out, strangled him at the stake, and put a bonfire on him and burned him. They for writing this book in this language. It's what the Catholic Church did to it. And they called the book the Forbidden Bible. And it was forbidden because of the story that was in it. Nobody could read it because it was read up under, you have to read it like it is written, up under dogma, allegory, metaphors, and Jewish myth and legend of a 6th century Jew, which it would take you to the year 2000 for anybody to really understand this. Now, we had people that came through that understood. The first person that came through that understood it to a certain extent was Elijah Muhammad. Then came Ben Amin and Malachar Yauch, who knew it better than any other people. When we studied this, we know that Malachar Yauch, his books, his writings is definitely what the teaching of the Zionist Jew and that school of thought that goes all the way back to the 19th galaxy, because it's all wrote up under the number 19. If you are Muslim and been with Farrakhan, they teach at the number 19. They didn't know they introduced you to it, but it was a little deeper than what they are teaching and what their people and their understanding of creation and the difference between a god. See, they still worship gods. And the mind had to come out of that mindset of God. Although if you notice the Nation of Islam, they don't practice Islam, really. They are what you call Orthodox Christians. If you go back through the history of religion, they are the living example of the Orthodox Christians, who was called Catharus, C-A-T-H-E-R, who the Scottish Rite Mason killed them out. Their belief. See, all the belief systems that you have, Brother Drew, we can go back into the ancient, the belief system and what you believe in, we can find it back in ancient history. and we can, that's how we tell where your mind is and who you believe in and what you worship in. And see, it is so very easy to understand that. Even the Bible, that's the way it's wrote, it has 2,200 errors in the Bible in translation. That's how many the errors it is, 2,200 errors in the book. The book was purposely with those errors because the only way you can get a lie started is you have to put the truth in lie. And see, you had to mix the truth with the lie. And the biggest lie is that man made was the teaching you to worship God. And see, you had to understand the Bible is very clear about it. The ruling class of people, which would be the Germanic race of people all over the world, invented gods and used them to enslave and deceive the masses, and then pretended to worship these gods to make the deception more certain and complete. See, you had to, your mind had to understand this. See, everything is ethnology. God is a Germanic race of people, meaning that only white people believe in gods. To break it down where you don't get no goddamn misunderstanding, only white people believe in God. People that did not believe in gods. Now, this goes all the way back to who is the human being didn't believe in God, and the subhuman being, which is mankind, which is a white person, believe in God. It's very simple for us to decipher it now. We ain't mad at nobody. It ain't racism. It ain't none of that shit. It's pretty goddamn facts. It is what it is. And the Bible says that the body is the temple of God, and the spirit of God dwells in that temple. That's 1 Corinthians 3:16. But you see where they put it in there. They got you worshiping a god, and you don't understand the concept of what a god is in your language and your school of thoughts. And a god in your school of thoughts never existed, only in the subhuman school of thoughts. But because you've been conquered by him and captured by him, the word that controls everybody in the world right now as we speak, Brother Drew, is the word God. And it ain't no colored person's word. Everybody, look how many people that is colored believe in God. The Muslims, the Hindus, all of these colored people believe in God. God is not your word. Before there was a religion, which came 4,000 B.C., we know the history of religion, who the first people got it. What was it called before it became religion? It was called a way of life. The teaching in all the nations was called a way of life. This is how you have life, how you live. Everything was based upon the 12 laws of nature. See, and then in the Bible they'll tell you, Brother Drew, in the beginning was the Word. Uh-huh. Well, let's look at that. Everything in creation, a word, first of all, is a tongue. It has to come through a tongue, according to the Bible. A tongue is a language. The first thing that when you become a nation of people, Brother Drew, you have to establish signs, symbols, and numbers to produce a language so you can identify the things that you know. So in the beginning was the Word, and the Word belonged to God, meaning that the Word belonged to the tribe of people. Everything you see in creation, Brother Drew, is a word. It ain't nothing in creation that you understand is not a word. And in each language, you have a dictionary that defines this word, that describes thing, which is a noun, name of a person, place, or thing that you're looking at. And everybody agree that this is what, that's in that nation of people, agree of this is what we're going to call what we're looking at. Now, this is the way we're going to call it. The language is how we're going to spell the word. When we do that, Brother Drew, then we know where the mistake is, because it told you that the people that spoke this language would be opposite of you. Well, the year 2017, we know that they are opposite of us. Everything that the Germanic race of people is opposite for us. They wasn't supposed, they teaching is not for us. They teaching is for them, but it's not for us. And the minds of the people that they said in the Bible that they had conquered, a nation of people. And this nation of people, if you asked them who they were, they thought they was them. They had no concept of knowing what the original belief was. But we're looking at that right now, Brother Drew. We're looking at that. It's 2017. So you could see this if you had knowledge at about the year 2000. But if you've been studying like I was studying, you could see it in 1964. You could see it in 1950. What had not even come into existence. But we already seen it coming into existence to where it is right now as we speak. There's no such thing as a future. It's only past and present. If you don't know your damn past, you live in your past, in your present existence. There ain't no such thing as a goddamn future. That's another word that the white boy got you. One of those, what I call deceiving words, Brother Drew, that you got a future. You can't, you ain't no such thing as a future. You only have the past and the present. Your past is your present. What you live in today is comes from what happened in your past, not in your future. You got no future because you don't understand your past. Once you understand your past, then you can plan for a future generation to understand that you can't eat pork, you can't eat blood and meat, that you can't do what white people have taught you under their school system, on a 12-step plan in their school system, you couldn't do that. That was completely wrong. Your mind had to renew itself and understand that that teaching was completely wrong. But that came through your children. And see, your children ain't doing nothing but the past. That's why the days look like Sodom and Gomorrah. That's why the days look like crime, and what it look like today is because you're living in your past, and your past has become your present right now, and it's fucking done fucked up your future, because your children is your future, but your children don't know the knowledge. You understand what I'm talking about, Brother Drew? And when your children don't understand the knowledge, you keep doing the same thing that you did in your past. Hell, man, you can see that. The same old niggas, and some of them is still here, like Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton. These same old niggas that was in our past is in our present today, talking the same old shit, the same old way, and ain't shit happened. Our conditions went from excellent to the ghetto, to the slums. We started off as a project. And the project was with niggas like them, which we call Boulay. And so the project started with them niggas teaching us white folks' ways, that it was white. But we got, your mind had to wake up at a certain period of time and come out of their teaching. This is what your Bible be telling you. Come out of her, my people. Envy not your oppressor. Choose none of his ways. Anybody ever captures you, don't go in their ways. Don't marry their children. Don't do this. Don't have their feast days. Every goddamn thing that you do, you ain't got no culture. You have a, you got a black face with a white culture, white man's culture. You believe in all of his holidays. He's getting ready to celebrate Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is white folks giving thanks to taking who they renamed the Indians, which is the Creek Nation of people, and they call them Negroes, and the Aztec and the Mayas, who they call Olmec, who they call Mexicans, land away from you. It's, they celebrating their forefathers, which wasn't but when they came over here, they was few, and when they conquered us, they were showing up few, because there wasn't but five lived out of conquered, and the wampum pen slayed their ass. But now they are many, and you see where they give thanks for what? Conquering your ass and taking your land. And here you are, a dumbass nigga, looking for a holiday, and you celebrating with them Thanksgiving. And then they got you hoodwinking. Oh, it ain't that. It's giving thanks to God. That's a goddamn lie. Up under that word God, Brother Drew, that word God. See, the ruling class invented this word. See, up under this one word, God. See, it's got our people all fucked up in the head because you believe in gods. Gods is, name me one God that wasn't a man like me and you, that he, like my daddy said, eat shit, bark up trees, and chase rabbits, just like you. You can't name a God that wasn't a man that the people worshiped as we speak right now. Every God was a man, just like you. So in the year 2017, your dumb ass ought to know that praying to dead-ass gods that's been dead, the longest one, been dead 2017 years, and that's your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that praying to them, having faith and hoping that they gonna help your goddamn ass look at your situation. I don't give a damn how you pray now. The more you pray, the more your ass is going down. And all you hear niggas in this day and time is hollering, stay prayed up, pray for me, pray for my family. Everybody wants you to pray for them. That's, look at the mind. Look at the mindset of believing a God can help you through praying that you got. You can see right now how you've been genocized and how somebody done made a goddamn fool out of you. It's with this one word called God. That's reading the Bible says that the old beast, which was Magog, the old serpent, the old dragon, it would make the world bow down to them and they gods. That one word, God, got you bearing down to false teaching.
Right.
But only a few of us can understand that. Your mind had to snap out of this God. You had to understand how the truth, what was the truth and what wasn't the truth. Your mind has a snap that everything in creation comes up under the 12 laws of nature. And we live in a dualist system, meaning that everything in creation has a natural enemy. Well, your natural enemy is white teaching, the teaching of white people, your intelligence, your education. It came from him up under a 12-step plan. He started you off at a step, give you 12 levels in that step, and after the 12 levels, you completed them 12 levels in that step, which is the 12th grade, they give you a diploma, which is the same as a third-degree Mason. A Mason that's a master Mason. They give you where you have substitute knowledge. Now, they say that if you want to gain more knowledge with this diploma, that you had to go to college. And you spend X amount of years to get different degrees. Now, in the degrees, you have BA, BS, master's, doctorate. You got four different divisions in there. Like my dad said, a BS is some bullshit that a BA, that a black ass got, and that he got this from old master. Then when he got it, the bullshit that he got as a black ass from old master, and old master say, well, I'm giving you, you're a master at old master. And then the next thing you get is a doctor's degree. Old master's bullshit that he gave to a black ass. That's what a BS, a BA, an MA, and a PhD is. That's what my daddy told me. I understand what he was talking about. I agree with him wholeheartedly. Right now in 2017, if you know what he's talking about. I know what he was talking about when he told me that. Because the education you got, who you got the summa cum laude, magna cum laude degree, whose knowledge you got it in? You got it in a Germanic race of people, Magog and Gog, who the Bible say, don't go in their ways, Brother Drew. The Bible's very clear about don't go in Magog's ways. Then the Bible has a fictitious story of a character by the name of Jesus that was wrote in red. You ain't never understood the writing that he wrote for the one simple reason, you worshiping the second Jesus Christ. You teaching. The second Jesus teaching. You got two Jesuses in the Bible. One is Jesus of Nazareth. Teaching was called the way. The way of Yahweh. Ism in this language. We'll put ism on now because that's the study of the word ism. Then you have 275 years later, through the medieval period and time period of this Germanic race of people, which starts with the Goths, the tribe who became the Ostrogoths and the Visigoths, but it started with the Goths, teaching of something that a man named Apollonius of Tyana laid up on these people, which is his name, that's Paul's name, under a New Testament. And the teaching of a character by the name of Jesus the Christ. And you had to understand that the teaching of Jesus the Christ is different from that of the teaching of Jesus the Nazareth. But you ain't got no damn dumbass preacher that got a DDA, PhD in theology, even understand what I just said. because you can ask them how many Jesus is in the Bible. They'll say one, but it's four in there because you got Bar Jesus, Barabbas Jesus. And that means that they ain't read a damn thing in that book, Brother Drew. And the book tell you about a nation of people. That this, so it's very easy to see who this this person that called himself an African-American that's a Christian. He don't know a goddamn thing about what he say he believe in. Because, see, for you to understand this book is to understand of you not believing in gods. Because the people, the original people, didn't believe in God. The book is very clear that everybody, once upon a time, spoke the same language and was the same thing. They was colored people. The book will tell you something happened 50,000 years ago. Something happened in the Caucasus Mountain. In the Bible, you read, written in there, read what is written in the book of Asher. Well, why did they take the book of Asher out of there? Because the book of Asher lights you up on the teaching of Jesus of Nazareth. Why did they take Barnabas out of the Bible? Barnabas was the scroll writer for this fictitious person named Jesus the Nazarene. And if what was written in them books would enter into these books of the New Testament, then you can solidify the lie of the old priesthood, meaning that the teaching of Jesus Christ is the teaching of Mithraism. It came from Constantine. See, when it became Jesus Christ's teaching, it wasn't Jesus Christ's teaching at first. It was Jesus Krishna. Jesus was the god of Western Rome. Jesus, the god of Eastern Rome. Rome had two gods, Jesus Krishna, which translated Jesus Christ at that day and time period. So the word Jesus Christ is a compound word. That's two different gods as we speak, Brother Drew. How many people know that? And how many people have looked at it and it's sitting right there in front of you if you don't read? Christianity didn't start with no African country in the southern hemisphere. Christianity was started by one people. That was the Romans. And it wasn't called Christianity when it was first started. It was called Christon. And you had to understand that this religion of Christon came out of Hinduism. Because Krishna is the same as Christ. So that's when you have to use ethnology. When you use ethnology in your study, then you know this. Krishna is the same as Christ. Krishna is who? Krishna is in the Trinity. He's the son of Shiva and Brahma in Hinduism. So when you go back and study, how did Krishna become Christo? How did Christo become Christ? Because you got the teaching, you got the history of each nation of people in a chronological order. As this shit got revised and put into a version, you don't have the original version. The Bible tells you that everybody spoke the same language. Then it goes and tell you over in the book of Jephthah, you wouldn't understand a goddamn thing till you go back to the pure language. The book is very clear about it. And then in Psalms, 119 Psalms, they put the pure language in the book. But how many black preachers know this? And the book say your ass wouldn't know nothing about this. Well, that's the truth. And you, the book say you can see a certain results, Brother Truth, after a certain period of time, which would be the XY millennium generation of people, which would be 450 years, you could see, because of the teaching, you could see your condition.
Right.
The Bible tell you don't move the ancient landmarks, meaning what you believed in when they let your ass out in 1870. Go back to 1870 when you were a emancipated slave. The Bible says you will be a unique race of people. Won't none be like you, meaning that the only emancipated slave in any nation of people is the people that's classified as African Americans and Negroes in this country. You are, the government takes you as emancipated slave. America does. You live in the United States of America. America is the country. The America is the Federalist Party. The United States has many different parties. The chief parties is Democratic, Republican, and the Democrats in the Republican Party is the chief party in the United States. But you got the progressives, the independents. You got the main. You got a whole bunch of different political parties that's in the United States. But America don't have no political parties. They got one party, federal, which a dumbass don't understand. And see, you up on the federal constitution running as a rogue in the United States as a Democratic and Republican party. But they finna cut that shit out. In a few ticks, these two parties going to be completely disbanded and gone. It'll be history. It'll be 30 years from now, they'll talk about the Democratic and Republican Party in the history books of how they caused confusion of when a country got to the point where they let these two parties come into existence, because a Democratic and Republican Party has its history starting with the ancient Goths. It only lasts 250 years, and you 241 years into the Democratic Republican government. Democratic Republican government was Magog, the teaching of Magog, meaning that Magog's ass ain't going to be around too very much longer. And the people that believe in the Magog system, well, we finna change that system. That system has finna been totally changed. You can already see the changes coming. Because we are 100 years off. We are 128 years, Brother Drew, off into what was written in 1881 in this book that would come into existence. That the learn, you could see it, and we see all of the shit that's in existence, and we see that exactly what's wrote in that King James Bible of a nation of people. You can recognize these people now as we speak, Brother Drew, because it's plain to see. And who this group of people call themselves? They call themselves Christians with the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues and living free from sin and blessed. And they give you blessings out like they God. They be blessed. I'm blessed. Be blessed. That's all you can hear in the conversation of the people because of this one word, God. The book tell you about this would be just like an addiction, Brother Drew, a drug addict. If you the worst addict that you can ever be around is one that's got the Holy Ghost. He's have you ever been around one of these people?
Oh, yeah.
He's simple.
Oh, yeah.
The one got the, see, Christianity is one of the worst addiction that you could have in 2017. That drug right there of that comes from that white daddy teaching, I call it, shit, that's the worst drug you can have is when you drug with Christianity. And your mind had to jumpstart at a certain period of time that you understand that. You had to understand what has been taught to you and given to you by a certain nation of people, that nation of people being Magog and God, that's who the American is. You taught under the American education of the three Ruffins, the three Auras. It's so easy to see right now, Brother Drew. It's just everything that's written in the Bible, it makes total sense. The Bible's a story. Ain't nothing holy about the book. It's about unholy-ass people.
Uh-huh.
See it. Ain't nothing holy about the Bible. It's a story of unholy-ass people that say they holy. And they just, to me, it's just like my daddy say, hey, you look like you're so holy, you look like Swiss cheese. Daddy say, running in and out of, and you're a rat, daddy say, running in and out of them holes, going from church to church. I'm a Methodist 1 year, and then I don't like the way they did it. I'm going over here and be with T.D. Jakes. I'm going to leave Nash Church and go over here. Be with Jake. Oh, I don't like the way they're doing. I got to be over here with Freddie Hain because they the in crowd church. Woo, I got to get in a mega church, baby. I can't be in one of those little bitty churches. I got to be on TV. I got to be seen. Well, hell, all that shit's in the Bible. That's what your ass would be doing. Ain't you doing it? Ain't you doing it? Ain't you do? The Bible said that you're supposed to have Zion music in your church. You ain't supposed to have nightclub music in your church. Zion music is not played with a flat itself. Zion music is played with triads. Once you put a flat itself in your music, then that's what happened in 1964. The Sissies took the piano, the electric Fender Rhodes piano, tuned it on 440. And James Cleveland and his boys got your ass with contemporary gospel music, as you say. Hell, there ain't nothing but the goddamn blues. Hell, the gospel music is better, is more bluesy than the blues is now, Brother Drew. You go listen to a gospel station that's playing gospel music. Shit, you can get your groove on. You ain't got nothing but honky-tonk music. And you say you worshiping God. What kind of goddamn God is you worshiping? What your way? Yeah, I mean, shit. And the book, they book say you would be doing this. I mean, you're doing everything that the book said that your ass would be doing. If we go into the third, and I find the book very interesting, Drew, because you wouldn't be, the book was wrote in 1881, 1523. If somebody had a complete design that they could take that book and create a nation of people and a school of thoughts, with that, we know who did that. And the masses of people would believe the school. Well, hell, we're looking at it in 2017. We're looking at the falling away from a teaching that falls you into another teaching. You can go look in the black neighborhood. 1960, the black neighborhood didn't believe what they believe now. When 1960, Brother Drew, I was a freshman in high school. The freshman in high school, we can go to the freshman in high school that look like me and you now. Hell, he don't believe and question him on his belief, especially his moral belief. He don't believe like you. He don't talk like you. He don't think like you. In other words, he done transformed into another person that believes totally in another system. And we can prove that very easily, Brother Drew, me and you. We can go to a person that's in their teens, and we in our 60s and 70s, and they don't have the moral beliefs or the thinking that we think, none whatsoever. And it's your goddamn grandchildren that you're looking at, and that you in denial that this grandchild that I'm looking at, she ain't got the moral and he ain't got the moral standards of me. So what happened? They've been genocided. Well, your Bible would tell you each nation of people. What do we say about each generation? Each generation would be wiser and wicked as hell. So you can see from 1960, when homosexuality was a hush-hush in the black community, that 2017, your grandbaby that's 6 or 7 years old is switching. Is a bulldagger, is a punk. Got sugar. Hell, you can see it in the 6 years. I'm looking at it, goddamn it, in the apartment, Brother Drew. I'm looking at the 9-year-old, 10-year-old that's a gay and that's a lesbian. I'm looking at it. Me and you didn't see that when me and you was coming up. We didn't see that in the children.
Oh, no.
We knew by high school who was acting funny, and we call them sissies. We had two or three. I can name them all by name. Ben Mass, who was kin to me, Don Ray Murray, who was kin to me also, in my high school that had these similar tendencies that we knew that they was gay. It was just two of them. But now, goddamn, you ate up with it. And your babies is coming out gay because you've been genocized. And you didn't understand how genocision worked. But because we done did an intense study, we know what the problem is. But lack of understanding. The Bible tells you about a ignorant race of people. 2017, your preachers should recognize and realize that, hell, the book is talking about your dumb, stupid ass. Shit. You should be able to recognize what we're talking about, Brother Drew, because it's right there in front of you. But the book said that only a few of us would understand it. Only a few of us could see. And brother, that statement there is very, very true as we speak right now. It said the book clearly was that your leaders led you astray. Look how many mega preachers is leading the people astray, Brother Drew. Look, the churches ate up with mega churches is the thing now. See, in 1960, the only mega church they had was Oral Roberts. See, and the white community and Real Mike in the black community, him and Father Divine, them was the first black mega churches. But right now, look what you got now. But Rev Mike, he was the first black, I can almost say he was the first black mega church, was in the black community, and that had the mind and control of the people, just like Jane Brown had, just like the blues singers had your mind, and he had your mind on the spiritual side. But look what he has manifested into now. Look how many black mega churches it is now. and black mega preachers, starting with that word first one, him and Father Divine, out of Chicago. And you can see, all we have to do is look at our history, Brother Drew, and you can see that in 1950, the Shirley Caesar, Tom and Darcy, and Inez Andrews, Ray Charles, went into the rock and roll and blues and started singing what they call gospel music, gospel, that's a compound word, music with a flatted seventh. And see, a flatted seventh was the blues seventh. And they called that money, they called that music in that day and period of time, my grandmother called it the devil's music. Well, it ain't the devil's music no more. It's the church folks' music. But
right,
we ought to be able to see, Brother Drew, and I hope that we just had a general conversation on what we see, what you can see right now. And until next week, I'll say Shema Yahawadah Yah Aben Yah Yikah. I hope you got something out of it. I know you see what I'm talking about, Brother Drew, but I hope it enlightens some other people better.
Right.
Shema.
Shema.